Life is a Journey, What's Your Story? Radio St. Pete Insider welcomes Jessie Miller, Girls Rock St. Pete. It's a little revolution with teeth where girls take up space, love themselves, and rock out. Welcome, Jessie. Tell us all about it.
Thanks so much for having me, Nanette. This is very exciting. So Girls Rock St. Pete, we empower girls and women and gender expansive folks through music, and it's been a little revolution that has started 9 years ago here in St. Petersburg. And we've built huge momentum and are doing year-round programming, so we're just really excited to be here and to tell you all about what we do.
And you have a lot of volunteers, and it's not just a music summer camp.
That's right.
It's a chance to change the way you think about talents and ability to interact. There is a wonderful video of the children talking about what it means to them. Tell us a little bit about what happens all year round.
Well, it started out as our Power Week of Summer Camp, and it's still our biggest program so far. So we have about 50 girls and gender-expansive youth, and they are aged 8 to 17. So here's the model. You show up on a Monday, and you are assigned an instrument. We teach keys, vocals, bass, guitar, and drums. And if you came in, Nanette, and you are a guitar player, we're going to put you on the drums because we want every camper to be starting learning new things, working outside of their comfort zone. So you're assigned an instrument you've never played before, you might have never even picked up before. And then in the afternoon of that first day, you are assigned a band with other campers who have also never played their instruments. It's their first day, and you have 5 days to write an original song together. And then on the sixth day, you are going to perform that original song live on stage at Janus to about 1,000 people. So it's a wild, magical, emotional, transformative week for our campers and for all of our volunteers.
And it's for youth ages 8 to 17, mm-hmm. and I understand applications are live now.
That's correct.
You don't need to have any music experience, but you must apply by April 20th. Where do they go to apply?
They can go right to our website, which is girlsrockstpete.org. And if you go to programs, there's a list of all of our programs, and then Power Week applications are open now.
Exactly. That is wonderful. I love the fact that it says your programming is explicitly feminist and anti-racist. Mm-hmm. It's about kindness. It's mm-hmm. about compassion and respect. It's for uplifting Black and brown young folks and people of non-dominant genders. Yes. This is really something that's very special, and you've been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. What made you realize that mental health-wise, self-esteem-wise, that girls deserve positive role models?
Well, you know, there's a really well-studied phenomenon called the gender confidence gap, and it begins in elementary school for girls. And so we all start, boys and girls start elementary school with about the same amount of confidence, right? We are active on the playgrounds and in our bodies. We raise our hand in class. We are just, we're really at the same level. And then something starts to happen at the end of elementary school into the beginning of middle school years, where girls start to judge themselves and each other. We develop a lot of harmful coping habits like rumination, negative self-talk. We start to look at the media and different, you know, visuals that are coming to us about the way that our body should look and the amount of money we should have. And we really start to develop, like I said, these harmful habits just to cope with all of this. A lot of that is body dysmorphia, you know, harshly judging ourselves and others. And what we're learning now is that the effects of those habits go well into adulthood, and they really have a negative impact on not only our mental health, but our ability to take risks, to go after the big jobs that we want, in our relationships. It really holds us back. But we found through a lot of research that developing and creating spaces for girls to really feel safe and empowered, that they can start to take risks and build that resilience. And resilience is really the foundation of building self-confidence. And so if girls are never put into situations where they have the safety net and the support to really explore themselves without the pressure of boys being around, they can really rewire their brains and learn to see other girls as allies and not as competition. And so, you know, this Girls Rock, it's a bit of a misnomer because the music is very important, but it's actually not the purpose of the camp. The band makes like a perfect microcosm for exploring, you know, taking up space and using your voice, and really you get a chance to make mistakes very quickly because we're all learning. And from those mistakes, you then build resilience.
And confidence at last. One of the things I love about your mission is that girls begin to see each other as allies. And is there anything better than a band to show girls how to work together to make a harmonious sound?
It's just the perfect microcosm. It really is, because we're all learning something together and we have this very tight deadline. So there's a little bit of pressure. And so there's really no time to ruminate. There's really, you know, as soon as you say, "I'm sorry," the rest of your band says, "You rock," because we want women to stop apologizing for just taking up space, for just existing.
Tell us a little bit about your background and your journey to founding this.
I've come from the nonprofit sector for almost 25 years. I worked in foster care. I ran the Heart Gallery of Tampa. And that was a really beautiful program that I kind of babied and for 15 years. And I was really trying to get out of the nonprofit sector, to be honest with you. It's quite a bit of burnout. And I met this amazing woman who's now my best friend, Rachel Sebilia, in town. And she had heard of other Girls Rock camps around the nation. And she hosted an informal get-together just to see, you know, St. Pete, who's interested in starting this? And I was like, oh, I am on fire for this. So we have been working together for the past 9 years on this. And we've hosted 6 years of summer camp. And now we're going right into year-round programming. We just launched our first Ladies Rock Camp, which was amazing. So empowering. So I'm so excited to have that again in the fall.
How do you get to be a Ladies Rock Camp part of the Vibe Tribe? Tell us.
Well, the Vibe Tribe is our volunteer base, and we have about 100 volunteers. We're fully volunteer run. So trust me, if you have any kind of skill, which I know you do, there is a place for you at Girls Rock and Ladies Rock Camp. We work with designers, instrument coaches, crafty people, event planners, social media, like basically any kind of skill, we can use your skill. So that's the Vibe Tribe. And then for Ladies Rock Camp, again, you don't need any music experience to apply. And we just hosted our first session in the spring, and it went so successfully that we're going to do another one in the fall. So we'll be announcing dates for that soon. We're looking at early November. And it's instead of the week-long model, it's a truncated weekend. We were just looking at ourselves after a day of Ladies Rock Camp just being like, wow, we've really made something special here. The group of women were just so profound, and their transformation just over one weekend was incredible.
Are you a musician yourself?
Well, I am. I play a little bit of keys, and I actually play the musical saw, which is not a very rock and roll instrument. But
sounds like the spoon? Playing the spoons?
I mean, it's in that same genre, but basically you're using a saw and you are playing it kind of like a violin. It's wild.
You are wild.
And I'm taking guitar lessons. I believe that someday I will be a rock star. It's never too late. But most of the instrument teachers and coaches that we have are all professional musicians. And I'm more the spreadsheet girl that just put, you know, I put the muscle in the nonprofit sector of it, but I dabble.
You rock. You rock. So I understand from Jay Kolb, our musical director, who just with Fiona and Steph, two of our hosts, Fiona's Woman of Song, Steph is on the Roots. They did a Woman of Song, and I believe Anika Sky came through your program.
Yes,
Talk a little bit about her. She's at Berkeley now. She's just amazing.
She's always been amazing. She came to our program. It's so cute to look at pictures of her from her first years at camp. And she's just one of these musical powerhouses, and she's become a mentor. So we have a pipeline to leadership program, and Ani is very much involved in mentoring the younger campers. So our younger campers are the cassettes, the older campers are the vinyls, and when you're a vinyl, you can be a punk rock prefect, and now you are a mentor to the younger campers. And so kids like, well, she's not a kid anymore, but Ani, who comes through this program, you know, all the kids at camp look up to her, and, you know, that's such a powerful platform for her to have. And also her sister, Alex, is also an amazing musician. And she has come back and taught with us. So now these campers that are, you know, growing out of the program are coming back to volunteer.
And, you know, to be at Berklee School of Music, or, you know, it's a Juilliard. So it's just amazing that this is started here. I love this hyper-local feel to it. And I understand also from Jay Kolb, our music director, that DeLauren.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
DeLauren is one of our most treasured instrument teachers and coaches. Not only is she a multi-instrumentalist and just incredibly talented in her own right, her passion for music is so contagious, and the campers just sponge it up. And she's one of these people that can work with so many different groups of women, and she's such an empowering person. So just everything in her orb, it just becomes more powerful just kind of by being in her presence. And so, yeah, we have a lot of musicians that tour and are professionals and come in to teach camp. And then we have volunteers that come in, just they'll take their whole week of vacation to be with us to volunteer for the full week of camp because it means so much to them. So, yeah. And people like DeLauren, I mean, it's just, we're so blessed to have them.
So also in the video, which, oh, I encourage you all to look at, there mm-hmm. is a kid, a young woman who says, "I come here empty and I leave here full." Mm-hmm. They look forward to it all year long. It's, "I come here empty, I leave here full." Speak to that. That's just...
A little Audretta.
I feel verklempt about
that. I do too. I got a little teary-eyed when you said that, even though I've heard it so many times. So camp has become a place where, especially girls that are in school, if they deal with bullying, if they've got stuff going on in their family, camp is a place for them to belong. Not to fit in, which is very different, but a place to belong. So they come, and I think it is radical for these girls to experience what it's like to be in an environment that is so held and so supported by all of this feminine energy and all of these women and our amazing dude crew and other volunteer groups that support them. But they feel so held that they are really able to just relax and just be themselves. And once these kids can be themselves, these little weirdos, I mean, they just blossom. They reinvent themselves. They call themselves a new name. They change their pronouns. All sorts of things happen during a camp week. And that's why, you know, we have wraparound services. We have, we actually have nurses and therapists that are there for the whole week of camp because we really go through a lot of heavy material and a lot of things come out when you're in a safe and supported environment.
Well, you know, when you get far away from yourself, music shows you the way back, and music Absolutely. Is transformational. Mm. Jesse Miller, GirlsRockSt.Pete.org. It's not just Girls Rock. It's a community building force for good, rooted in music, mentorship, and love. It's where girls take up space, love themselves, and rock out. Jesse, thank you for being here.
Thank you for all you guys do for the community.